Let us bow our heads, open our hearts, and pray. Guide us, O Lord, by thy most gracious favor, and afford us continued health by your word and Holy Spirit, that in your light we may see light, in your truth we may find freedom, and by your will we may discover peace. All this we ask in the most precious name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Now, some of y'all might remember that I told you about my sister-in-law, Shawn, how she was in the hospital about 3 months ago. Well, I want y'all to know that about 2 weeks ago, she passed away. Two, 3 weeks ago, she passed away. There are times like these that those of us who have suffered loss, we think that about the future and how it can be so dimly lit. Revelations 12:21-4 tells us that God will wipe away every tear from their eyes, and death shall be no more. Neither shall there be mourning, nor crying, nor pain anymore, for the former things have passed. As a priest, as a father of three, as a brother-in-law, I can only say one thing that I'm sure of, that I know for certain, and that is she is no longer in pain. She is free from the mortal coil and all of the pain that comes with being here. Free of the pain that is physical, spiritual, mental. Free from the pain that we also suffer when we lose a loved one. May God bless her and may perpetual light shine upon her. Amen. Now, with that in mind, the topic of my message for you today is that better days are coming. There are four certainties in life that I've discovered since I've become 53. And that I want to share those with you. Number one, if you have kids, there will be sleepless nights. And it's not necessarily them that will be sleepless. They'll be the ones sleeping. You, not so much. Two, the internet is not always your friend. No one is going to deposit $10,000 into your account if you give them your social security number, your birth date, and your mother's maiden name. Three, if you work, and sometimes even if you don't, you will have to pay taxes. And number four, last but not least, God loves us, and he always will, no matter what we have done, and no matter what situation we're going through. I want you to know, in case you have any doubt, that God will never leave you alone during your time of need. He will always be there with you, even when it looks like you are alone in that struggle. I want you to have the faith and the knowledge that God will never leave you alone or forsake you, no matter what you are going through. At one time or another, all of us will face times when the future just doesn't seem as straightforward as we want to believe it will or should be. We just don't have a clue as to what God wants us to do with our lives. Sometimes the biggest fear is, what will tomorrow bring? Did I make the right decision regarding this, that, or the other thing? See, there's a poem that we see it every now and again, called Footprints in the Sand. about a person who questioned where God was during the hard times in their life. God explained at the end that when the person looked at the sand and only saw one set of footprints, that those footprints were God's footprints because God was carrying them through the trials and tribulations of their lives. See, although we may have been born alone and we may die alone, we are not alone. God is with us in each and every hour, minute, and second of our lives. Amen? God willing, at the end of our days, we will have done what needs to have been done in life for both ourselves and for our brothers and sisters and for our loved ones. Hopefully, we can look forward to receiving that most wanted statement that we could ever want to hear. And I can only imagine that it's coming through heaven's PA system with the booming voice of God saying, "Well done, good and faithful servant." Amen?
Amen.
There you go. I love this participation in this church. When we're struggling with our first child, and they're asking us a million and one questions, or calling our name a million times. And some of y'all know it, or heard of it, for those that haven't been blessed with challenges. Daddy, daddy, dad, dad, daddy, mommy, 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 mommy. And it just never seemed to end. We have to look at the bright side of it. Even though at the time that we're going through it, or at the time we're sleeping in the bed and they're yelling at us, that as they get older, they know that they can count on us to hopefully be there for them. Would you keep calling on someone if, you know, for help or for answers if you didn't trust in them? It's definitely a brighter side and a time for them. We have to believe that there are better times ahead. Even when we go through the trials and tribulations of life, and we hit every pothole and every bump as we drive down that road, there is going to be sadness in the nights. Sometimes we'll have more sadness than others, and sometimes we'll have less. But we have to believe that there's going to be happiness and gladness in the morning. At least that's what we're told in that good book that's called the Bible. That's what we're promised in Psalm chapter 30, verse 5. You see, our God is a loving God. He's a living God. He is that Father who sits on high, who has created each of us and everything for us. And I'm quite sure that he will never, ever let us suffer more than we can bear. Although we may sometimes feel wounded, alone, and with no one to turn to, we have to look, see, and believe that there is victory ahead. God knows everything that we've been through and everything that we're going through. And he wants us to know that no matter what we've been through, or what we're going through right now, that there's a brighter future and it's waiting for us ahead. In the book of Jeremiah 29:11, the scripture tells us that although we may not understand what's going on and why things are happening, God has a plan for us. Therefore, we can stop worrying about not knowing what's coming down the line. The light that's approaching as we go through that dark tunnel, it's not a train that's rushing straight at us. It's the light of love that is shining down on us as we receive the daily blessings of God. That first blessing that we are blessed with this morning is that we woke up. And hopefully with the full use of our minds and our extremities. As a guarantee that we could live the life that was intended for us, John 3:16 tells us that God sent his son to us, not one of his many sons, But his what? Y'all know it. His only begotten son. His only son. So that he may die for our sins. That we can be brought back into the loving arms of our Father who is in heaven. Romans 8:32 tells us again that God didn't spare his son, but gave him up for all of us. If God's willing to do that, then how will he not give us all that we need in order to live a better life? With the price of everything these days, we need all the blessings that we can get from God on a daily basis in order to support ourselves and our loved ones. We need the safety and stability that comes from believing in the supporting power of God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost each and every day of our lives. Jesus died so that we can have those better times. If not here and now, then in the afterlife. Amen?
Amen.
We have a choice in life because God gave us that blessing. Why we choose the life that we live is what some people don't understand. Maybe it's just easier to go with the flow because the choices are simpler because we don't have to make any. Unfortunately, we end up going through life wishing that we had made different choices. What we really need to do is fight for the life that we want instead of the life that we're willing to settle for. Some of you are living a life that is full of frustration, anger, and emotions that are out of control. I'm not pointing fingers. I go through the same thing. I wake up in the morning and don't know what I'm going to do. My prayers multiple times in a day is I do right by my children. That's a life that I know you don't want to have, a life of settling. I know that I don't. So why should you settle for it and settle for less? When you get up in the morning, you have to decide how your day will be. We've been given that freedom, that choice. We can choose to have a great day, full of exciting times, great times, being a blessing to those who come into each and every aspect of our lives. Or we can have a messed up one, where nothing that day seems to go right. We have to believe that there will be a better and brighter tomorrow. We have to have faith and believe that our Heavenly Father loves us and wants the best for us. That Jesus died so that we could be cleansed of our past sins. And that the Holy Spirit is there in order to fill us with the Spirit of righteousness. And inspire us to go in the right direction in order to do what we need to do. He will guide us and show us how to go about it so that we are on the path to be a better you and a better me. The mentality that we have to have, that we need to have in order to grow, is one that lets us know that it is possible for us to move on to a bigger, brighter, and better tomorrow. It begins when we believe that it is possible and that our God can make it happen if we believe and trust in him. Amen? Trust. Belief. God does not promise to spare us from all the sadness and trials and tribulations of life. It's called life. What he does promise is that his joy, his plans for us, are always going to be waiting for us on the other side of the pain, on the other side of the suffering, on the other side of the death of our loved ones. We are given that assurance, like I said before, in Psalm chapter 30, verse 5, which says, weeping may endure for the night, but joy cometh when? In the morning. Maybe it's a matter of trust. Maybe that's what it boils down to. Maybe we don't fully have our trust in God or ourselves to do what is right. Let me be the one to tell you that God has plans for us. He has plans to bless us, and our future is filled with that much needed hope when we trust in Him. Proverbs 3:5 tells us that we need to trust in the Lord with all our heart and do not lean on our own understanding. When life is hard, when it's really confusing and you don't know which way to turn, it can be hard to trust, especially to trust God. I ask that you find it in your heart and soul to trust in God's will, because He will do right by you and yours. My brothers and sisters, life is full of issues. We all have them, from the pain of loss, the pain of failure, and the pain of missed opportunities. We have to look forward to the better times that are coming. They may not come today. They may not come tomorrow, but they are coming. By God's will, they will get here, not when you want them to, but when He wants them to. And it will be a glorious time, because through God, all things are possible. Amen. In the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen.